Welcome to our first edition of On Topic, produced in partnership with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. I'm Jennifer Fuller, along with Jack Titchener, the interim director of the Simon Institute at SIU Carbondale.
Good to be here. We're really excited about this new opportunity, Jennifer, to showcase the expertise of our faculty and staff at the Institute, John Jackson and Linda Baker, of course, and our friends from political science, Tobin Grant and Todd Graham from the Saluki debate team. And we're really looking forward to this new run on WSIU.
Quite a topic to get started with this week. Governor Bruce Rauner had decided to sign House Bill 40 this week. It's got huge political implications for him.
Indeed. This was a political hot potato for the governor from the very beginning. So either way he decided on this, he was going to make a lot of people mad. And when he came out to actually do the news conference, he looked very, very uncomfortable. What's in House Bill 40? Two components. The first removes the so-called trigger language that's contained in current state law concerning Roe versus Wade. If Roe v. Wade were to be overturned, then that language would cause state law to go back to what it was before that court decision, meaning that abortion would be illegal except to save the life of the mother. The second part of HB 40 would allow Medicaid and state employee insurance coverage to be used to cover abortions. The bill had the governor real bind. Anti-abortion voters in his base would like to see him veto the whole thing, or at the very least, cut out the public funding part. Abortion rights voters who supported him because he didn't have a social agenda wanted him to sign it.
So what happens now?
Well, the anti-abortion members of his party are going to be extremely unhappy with him. You might even see a primary opponent emerge in the next few weeks or so. Some of them have called signing that bill a suicide note for the governor. I'm not so sure about that, but while there might be a lot of heartburn over it right now, those voters aren't going to find so much for them on the Democratic side of the ledger for next year's election. The worst thing they can do, though, right now is for them to stay home on Election Day of November 2018, depending on who the Democratic nominee is and how close they are come next year. That might be a factor.
Very difficult decision here when we look at some other news that came out this week. Good news for Governor Rauner's agenda.
Yeah, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal on an Illinois case that deals with fair share fees that are collected by labor unions from non-union members who are covered by union collective bargaining agreements. The union argues that those non-members are benefiting from the contracts they've negotiated, so they ought to pay for that. Non-union members say they shouldn't have to pay for union activity that they don't support. It's a very big issue because it could be a real hit on Democratic campaign coffers if it's eventually ruled in their favor.
Thanks, Jack. On Topic is produced in partnership with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIUC.